That's the Mimorex version. We're going to get the live in-person version this Saturday at the Glen Helen Building. And we have the live via phone line version right now. It's a pleasure to welcome back to Excursions, Cozy Sheridan. Good morning, Cozy.
Good morning, Nikki. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. You're going to be in our area playing. You're going to be lingering here a while because you'll also be playing up at Liberty Farms in West Liberty, Ohio. Or I say Freedom Farm.
That's right. I am on the following Saturday, although in between I have to go up to Ann Arbor and do a show there. But I will be in your time zone and in the general area.
Well, I'm pleased to have you back. It was I was asking you to remind me almost exactly 2 years ago that you had come and played Excursions with TR. Now, a lot of things, a lot of many things have happened since then. And really, the sort of the fiber and the fabric of this record is all about exactly what that was. At 11:11 here, which I always say when I'm on the radio, I had to slip that in. Tell us a little bit about you've not only moved places, but you've had a major shift in your artistic conduit and then some.
Right. I love that, artistic conduit. Thank you.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago is about when I started writing this CD. TR and I had been a partnership for 20 years, and we split up in a sort of tumultuous way.
Mm.
And we're going to play a song about that, I know, in a minute. So it was a hard breakup, and it meant, in fact, we were on tour, and we played in Yellow Springs in the midst of our, what I call our great breakup tour that nobody knew about.
Oh, man.
And I just, you know, I was writing songs about our disillusion, and I ended up moving to New England. I found a new partnership with a wonderful man. In fact, I live out near Boston now. And then, very unexpectedly, TR was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in right at the beginning of December. And he wrote to me and said, you know, this is the letter no one wants to receive and no one wants to write.
Aww.
And we hadn't really cleaned up anything, and so we had about 6 weeks. He died at the end of January. January 29th, he really had very little time.
You talk about Mark gets set, make your peace.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I really hadn't gotten beyond being angry yet, so I had a long way to go. And I wrote two of the last songs for the CD. One of them is a goodbye song that I wrote for him during those 6 weeks when I was spending an awful lot of time just kind of coming to terms with the fact, well, you can't be angry right now. It's really inappropriate, and you need to get over this, or there's not going to be anybody in the world you're in relationship with this anger, that he won't be here. I went out to Washington State and saw him, and we had a nice cleanup of things. I think we parted as friends.
Aww.
And his new partner, sweetly, I sent her this goodbye song. I said, when he enters hospice, would you play this for him? And she did, and she videotaped it for me.
Oh, now I'm getting
video of him listening to it.
Goosebumps.
Yeah, it was in many ways a very amazing thing. Everybody, for instance, when I went out to Washington, everybody was on their best behavior. It was, you know, everybody got gold stars. Everybody had a little halo. Everybody was doing the best they could to just, you know, be part of the human experience and do it to the best of their capability. So in a lot of ways, I saw humanity sort of rise to its best thing. And that was the good part. The sad part is that TR was very ill, and he, you know, went much sooner than he thought.
I have the tune, the first song queued up here. From your new release,
oh, yeah.
It's called Pretty Bird.
This song I wrote because I thought I needed some way to explain to people on stage why I was no longer touring with TR without really having to say it. It didn't quite happen that way. It ended up being, you know, more a letter to him, but that's what it was intended to be.
Let's hear that, and we'll be back with Cozy Sheridan. She's at the Glen Helen Building for Antioch College this Sunday, a show at 7 o'clock in the evening, a nice early end to our weekend show. You can find out more about that on the WISO site, and you may well hear this song this Sunday right here in Yellow Springs. Cozy Sheridan, stay close. We'll be right back.
Ever since you left, I have wondered what would be the first song. I younger, this sort of song was an easier thing to write. Back then the you was always wrong, and the I was always right. But I have seen you bring about
song on the record, but the first song in the reply, I think. Is that fair to say, Cozy Sheridan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's the first thing that I didn't write anything for 6 months. I just couldn't even conceive of letting myself go there. So, yeah, it was the first reply. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
We're talking with Cozy Sheridan. Her new record is just out on Waterbug Music. That's a label right up there in Chicago area. Pretty Bird is the name of it. Cozy is spelled COSY, just in case listeners are thinking it's cozy, like snuggle up. Tell me again the story of your name.
My real name is Cornelia, but nobody ever called me that. When I was 6 weeks old, my parents came up with Cozy, and it's a little bit apocryphal now how, but my father claims I had high body heat. I don't know if you could tell that with a six-week-old infant, but there you go.
She was just so cozy. You are live this Sunday night, 7 p.m., an early show at the Glen Helen Building there, that beautiful stone round room that is you can find that at the end of the Glen Helen parking lot on Corey Street. This is all part of Antioch College bringing you here. So pleased about that. You'll also be after Ann Arbor, back in our neck of the woods on Saturday, May 3rd, for a show up at Freedom Farm. That is pretty interesting scene up there. It's in West Liberty, Ohio. You can find out more at Freedom Farm. I'm not sure. I'm looking for their website here.
There's a Facebook Freedom Farm page. That's what I'm aware of.
Okay. You can find that
there.
You
go to Facebook and you look up Freedom Farm, you find it. It's a great spot. It's a big old barn area that they have workshops there, and then I've done some concerts there. Gary Haber, nice guy.
Yeah, no doubt. Or you can come this Sunday and get the information directly from Cozy.
Yeah.
So not only since the last 2 years, almost to the day that we've seen you, have you lost your creative partner in more ways than one, but you've moved. You were in Utah for like a couple of decades, and you're back on the east end of things now.
I am. I met this nice man who lives outside Boston, a fabulous guy, and he lived there in Boston where I'm sort of from the Northeast, and I seemed like I tried 20 years in the West. I thought it was time to go back and live in sort of the folk nest there, return to the folk nest.
Well put.
And I am really enjoying it, I have to say. But this song, the driving around here is in the Boston area is totally different than trying to drive in, Moab, Utah, a little tiny town of 6,000 people. So, this some of these songs are gifts from the gods, and this one just sort of, it was a memo that somebody typed into my head as I was driving out of Cambridge one day.
It's short and sweet. It's from the new record, Pretty Bird. Here's Cozy Sheridan on Memorex. We'll be back live in just a moment. Stay close.
Was born where the cautious driver is scorned, where they believe in the hand and in the horn, and if the social fabric gets torn, well, they got places to go and things to do that are on the other side of you. Important people coming through and you're in their way. Welcome to Boston, have a nice day. The occasional insult gets hurled when they are late for ruling a world. And you might think that you should go first, but the master of the universe is on the phone and on the wheel. He's closing in while he closes his deal. He's on task and you're in his way. Welcome to Boston, have a nice day. Welcome to Boston, have a nice day. They have a busy life plan. The reins are in their hand. And who's really happy? Life is just stress. They have medication. They do not need rest. They just need you to get out of their way. Welcome to Boston, have a nice day. Welcome to Boston, have a nice day.
We here in Ohio and Indiana make fun of the Michigan drivers.
Who'd... Oh. Funny, I thought you were going to say it was Chicago or something.
No, there's always, well, it's been something I remember even as a kid listening to drivers talk about, Michigan drivers. So you'll find your way. That's kind of funny. And I was asking, but you haven't forsaken Utah altogether.
I have not. I have kept my house, which I'm renting, and I have a music camp, actually, that TR and I founded in 2008, the Moab Folk Camp, which is a music camp for adults. Happens in the fall right before the Moab Folk Festival for songwriting and guitar and mandolin and banjo. And so I'll be doing that every year. I'll go out in early November, late October. So I'll get to sort of maintain my Moab citizenship a little bit.
We're speaking with Cozy Sheridan, who's playing this Sunday night at the Glen Helen Building. Beautiful place to see music and to enjoy it in a very intimate and loving atmosphere. It's this Sunday at 7 o'clock. There'll be donations accepted. There'll be more information about that when you get there. But a great opportunity to see longstanding sort of heritage singer-songwriter artists coming through our neck of the woods. Look up Freedom Farm on Facebook and you can find out information about her performance the following weekend up in West Liberty, Ohio. And Cozy, thank you for spending a few whiles with us today. We look forward to your appearance here Sunday.
Nikki, thank you so much. This has been fun.
This is the title track to Pretty Bird. Do you want to say anything by way of introduction?
Sure. This song began when I knew I was moving away from Moab. I started it in the earlier fall. But the chorus I wrote with my partner, Charlie Koch, in December when I learned that T.R. was ill. He wrote a poem that he posted on Facebook about wanting to come back as a raven.
Oh.
So this song is sort of a goodbye for him as well.
Thank you, Cozy Sheridan. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Nikki. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
In a certain tree, I will make my nest. You can write to me. This address, I'll be there, and then I'll be gone. No matter where we live, we all move on. Make me a raven's wing. I will return in the spring, when the desert is a beautiful thing.
But I will sing and I will